This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from Los Angeles, California. Yes, 2 days after coming back from a week in Alaska, we are in California for a couple days. We'll be back in the saddle again tomorrow in the state of Minnesota. But up until that time, friends, I got a lot to share with you, a lot to get caught up with you. I also wanted to give a shout-out to my friend Joel Messina. Thank you very much for covering our six concerning the radio show over the last 2 days. As a matter of fact, when we landed yesterday, the radio show just began. So we want to keep it live and we want to keep it fresh for you, friends. Wanted to let you know that if you'd like to check in at any time, give us a call. We're hooked up on Stack. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. You can go to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean. Facebook, again, is Bradley Dean. Or you can check out my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 double E, Bradley Dean 1 double E. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, I'm going to highlight a couple articles that we have on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Over the last couple days, as to what's taking place in your country. And then what we're going to do is we're going to get to how to preach without converting anybody. I promise we will get to it today. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick with me if you would. And just again, we're going to highlight some of the articles in which we have out there. There's a whole lot of Donald Trump talk going on across the boards, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Want to highlight the fact that Obama is the most radical pro-LGBT president in the United States history. I want to let you know, too, folks, his predecessor, George W. Bush, was the most radical pro-homosexual president in the United States of America up until Barack Hussein Obama. As a matter of fact, it was George W. Bush that was opening the doors for Barack Hussein Obama. I have signed letters here that you could actually read from the president of the United States of America. So for all you conservatives and professed Christians that were falling all over the bushes, you might want to do a little homework next time before actually taking them for face value, folks, because what he was doing was just the exact opposite of what he was saying, just like Barack Hussein Obama. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Muslim predators kidnap British virgin teen girl and take turns raping her. When they are arrested, they accuse her of being a sexual predator. You need to understand how this is, folks. Again, if you can understand what I'm about to share with you, you'll understand your enemy. It's totalitarian methods. It's communism. They love to pull your hair, smack your face, then they have the audacity to cry victim as they perpetuate the crime. They pull your hair, they smack your face, and then they cry victim while they perpetuate the crime. It's not the shield they hold, it's the spear behind the shield that they hold. Folks, they are on attack, and America, you need to wake up as to what's going on. Interestingly enough, just this morning I was going through live feeds, and one of my friends actually had said, you know, Bradley, you know, look what's going on here. These people are the ones that are attacking. And I said to him, I said, you know, to be honest with you, because I get to the point where I almost frustrate a work of grace, which I do not want to do, I had to say, you know what, America, you have coming what you have coming. I've been shouting this stuff off from the rooftops from over the last 15 years. And until it happens, the American people don't respond. And when you respond, at that point, in many cases, it's too late. Folks, listen to what the prophetic is telling you for your own good, because you'll find that, namely through the Sons of Liberty Media.com, folks, we're always ahead of the game because of the Spirit of Christ. That's just how it is. He hasn't changed, man has. But why is it that people have to suffer the abuses before they actually take heed to the warnings? That's absolute ignorance, folks, and that's without prudence. And again, how do you have mercy upon a nation that doesn't listen until after the fact? Sons of Liberty Media.com, the anti-Trump violence is anti-white hate. Here we have it again, totalitarian methods, friends. They decry victim, well, they pull your hair and smack your face as they perpetuate the crime. Again, if you would do yourself a favor and listen to what I'm telling you, you'll understand how your enemy operates at every step. It's not just the homosexuals that are doing this. It's the Muslims that are now doing this. It's the, all five of the atheists across the country and the communists across the country, friends. They're all using the same methodology in an attempt to destroy the boat that they themselves are on as well. They're just too blind. These people could be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. So therefore, you who say that you can see, then respond to those that cannot by dealing with them because the law's on your side. Sons of Liberty Media.com going up. Clinton refuses to recognize the right to keep and bear arms, instead gives what she thinks and believes. Folks, what president hasn't done this? And to be quite honest with you, friends, I don't really care what Hillary Clinton thinks about the Second Amendment whatsoever. A well-regulated militia, federal code. You are the militia, being necessary to the security of a free state. That's how you remain free, America. Read Luke 11:21 when you get a moment. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed nor violated. Read what your forefathers established the very Second Amendment for in the first place. It wasn't to shoot at, to defend yourself from deers, friends. It was to defend yourself from government that got out of hand. And when you continuously highlight what politicians, namely corrupt criminal politicians, have to say about our God-given rights, what are thou shalt not to them? Again, folks, I don't really care. I'm not asking for permission from God to obey in any sense of the world. In any sense of the word, I'm not asking for permission from the devil, forgive me, to obey God at any step. And I don't personally care what Hillary Clinton thinks about anything. What Hillary Clinton should care about is the fact that 318 million people in this country realize and acknowledge that she's a criminal. So again, here you have a criminal calling the Bill of Rights, in a sense, crime. Because what she's saying is that, you know, I just refuse to recognize the right to keep and bear arms. So what? We're not asking you to acknowledge it. The fact of the matter is you swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies. That includes the Bill of Rights. That includes the Declaration of Independence. And if you don't do that, then we're going to deal with you. But again, until that message is sent to corrupt politicians in Washington, D.C., nothing's going to change. I'm not going to waste my breath on that topic any longer. Sons of Liberty Media.com. How our federal constitution secures our God-given rights. Keep in mind the Declaration of Independence is the seedbed, and what rests upon that, it's called common law, friends, God's moral law. So how does it work? Rights are not taken away, they're forfeited. If you forfeit your rights, you get what you've got coming. It's that simple. Give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. Live from Los Angeles, California. Be right back on the other side.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California. You got with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We're highlighting some of the articles from sonsoflibertymedia.com, trying to get caught up, stay fresh, and stay on spot here, friends, for you concerning what's going on in your country. I wanted to let you know that we're going to be talking about how to preach as without converting anybody in just a moment, as promised, on Saturday. And, folks, I'm telling you what, I get on these little rabbit trails, these little bunny trails, these little prophetic rabbit trails. We're feeding the flock, and I get caught up in obeying more than I do staying topic. So it's better to obey than to sacrifice. So if you don't mind, we're just kind of pushing it back just a little bit here, but we will get to the topic as promised. Again, I'm highlighting some of the stuff from sonsoflibertymedia.com. Lesbian smashes head of Christian preacher in Arizona for preaching against homosexuality. There you have it again, friends. Who's doing the attacking here? This is all by design. This is how you overthrow nations, because people are too ignorant to understand as to how the enemy works. Now, if the people at large in the United States of America had taken the time to say thank you to the veterans that sacrificed themselves to give us what we have today, namely freedom, both in the natural and in the spiritual, we wouldn't be in the position that we are today, because America would have said thank you by actually reading the founding documents. And in the process of doing that, they would know who's doing the lying. Lesbians and homosexuals in America, you need to understand, don't have rights. God didn't give them rights. They are violating constitutional law, the enumerated laws found in the United States of America. To do your due diligence, I would greatly appreciate it. Rather than you throwing your smack on me, do your own homework, and you'll find out in every state in the United States of America, the act of sodomy is a felony. So they're violating the law, okay? So when we have a Christian preacher in Arizona getting beat up by a lesbian or getting his head smashed in by a lesbian, you do need to understand this preacher needs to take it to this lesbian, because the law's on his side and he will win the day. If you make yourself sheep, America, the wolves will devour. Let me say that again. If you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour, and that's what they're attempting to do today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Did you know in San Jose, folks, the police chief admits allowing attacks on supporters for Donald Trump again is affiliated with the La Raza. Wow. Does that come as a surprise to anybody in California? I highly doubt it. Again, San Jose police chief who admits allowing attacks on Trump supporters is affiliated with La Raza. Folks, these are the people from the southern border that want to not make America great again. They want to make it Mexico again, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here we have it again. Front page of the paper, walked into the hotel today, and the first thing I noticed on the front of the propagandist paper, USA Today. Let me take a pause here. I want people to understand that he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his back. I want the American people to understand, like Napoleon Bonaparte understood, that those that stand against the Bible understand, as Napoleon Bonaparte understood, that the Bible is no mere book. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. I want liars to understand that you have no partaking in the kingdom of heaven. You have a partaking in the kingdom of hell, if you want to call it that, because that's exactly where you belong. But on the front page of the USA Today, friends, here you have a big, huge picture of none other than Hillary Clinton. Once again, listen carefully. Do yourself a favor. Folks, she doesn't have the support outside of what the state-controlled media wants you to believe that she has. Once again, keep in mind, the communists. I mean not to even acknowledge these criminals, folks, but America, you need to deal with these criminals by being the law that you are called to be. The Constitution and the strength of the Constitution lies in the people and their willingness to defend it, okay? And you remain a free nation as you fight the good fight of faith. And what is the price of liberty? It's eternal vigilance. It's not when you get around to it. Hillary Clinton's on the front page of the paper, folks. The communist Bernie Sanders, to the chagrin of the American parents that are giving themselves over, or namely their kids over to a communist, these are the ones that are chasing down Bernie Sanders in droves, America. Hillary Clinton is put up continuously in front of Bernie Sanders, who does have some legitimate support from communists within. Hillary Clinton does not have it, but they want you again to believe that she has it. Why is she there? What I want to do is I want you to understand those that are the propagandists for the New World Order monkeys. You need to understand that you're the first one that goes. If you study history, you'll find that you're the first ones to be eradicated. You cannot be trusted by your people or your enemy because you don't trust yourself, because you don't know where you came from. The fact of the matter is, propagandists, you're on the same boat. And if you want to do a little homework to bring everything I just said over the last 2 minutes into a culmination, here you have it. Joseph Goebbels was none other than Adolf Hitler's propagandist. Does anybody know the end of Joseph Goebbels? I just want to know, because I've got these people that are online continuously calling me every name under the sun, but yet they never call in. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And the reason I am giving that number out is because I know that they don't have the internal fortitude to call in, because the truth is on my side. America, does anybody know what happened to Joseph Goebbels, the propagandist under Adolf Hitler? Does anybody know the history of tyrants and the administration and regimes of tyrants? Does anybody know the history of them? They don't have one, friends. The history of Joseph Goebbels is he went home once they were found out, after millions of Germans were killed under the dictatorship of Adolf Hitler. Then his regime was under attack in May 5th, 1945, concerning the Nuremberg trials. And guess what happened to Joseph Goebbels? The little coward went home. He killed all four of his daughters, and then he killed his wife, and then he killed himself. So there's your end. There's your end, you little propagandists. You don't have a future because you're trying to destroy a country which would give you a future had you magnified the laws, rather than to be used by a bunch of useful idiots, playing the useful idiots. to go ahead and destroy your country for those useful idiots. You steal, you kill, you destroy for those that lie, and you think for some reason or another that you have a future? Are you kidding me? Are you really that blind, deaf, and stupid to believe that you're going to work for people like that? You're going to work for the devil, the destroyer of your souls, the great deluder? That means there's no truth in him. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. You want to give your allegiance over to someone like that? Because that's exactly what you're doing. I'm giving my allegiance over to the God of heaven in Jesus' name that doesn't play with your sin. And you can either learn that right now and repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, or what you can do is you can wait until you're in hell like the rich man who was asking for help from Father Abraham to go warn his brothers that the place that he was now in was real. But he was warned about that. And keep in mind, the man in hell, friends, was the one that said, you know what, can you just dip your finger in that water and put that on my parched tongue? And he said, listen, there's a great breach between you and us. There's a great partition between you and us. That's not going to be done. And furthermore, your five brothers that you now want to warn, it's too late for you. And the Lord said back to him, they have the law and the prophets. If they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. You need to wake up to the law and the prophets, America, before you find yourself in hell. And America, you want to know why you're being turned into hell? Because God said he would turn that nation into hell that forgets about him, that departs wickedly from him. See, America, you want to be delivered from your enemies, not your sin. Matthew 1:21, Jesus came into the world to deliver his people from their sins. America doesn't want to be delivered from her sin. She wants to stay in sin. She wants to be delivered from her God, but she wants the freedoms that only God can give through Jesus Christ. That's a fact. That is an absolute fact. And it bewilders me on a daily basis. Now, going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, a contested DNC convention is unavoidable now. Oh, and guess who it's going to be between, friends? Of course, you've got none other than Hillary Clinton, who has no support. And you have Bernie Sanders, the communist, who has no lawful legitimacy here in this country in any sense of the word. And they're going to fight it out. And again, here in America, you have a left because the right's not doing the right thing all the time, to your own destruction. Neither one of these candidates is legitimate, America, in any sense of the word. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, here we have it again. Here's the definition of adding strength to tyranny. A Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Satoro, Hussein Satoro, strikes again at further freedoms through AFFH, which the House and Senate passed. Man, you got to ask yourself the question, friends, why your government is so quick to be an accomplice concerning the crimes against we the people, and you sit back and you do nothing about it. The Senate and the House passed it along with Barack, just like Paul Ryan did, America. When are you going to wake up?
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back again, broadcasting live from Los Angeles, California here, friends. My dander is up, yes indeed, and how couldn't it be, especially with the headlines across the country, folks. They are second to none. Media prepares war. A violent response to Trump is as logical as any. Folks, it's interesting that the media, just taking during the break here, walking outside the door here, and there's a big, huge television downstairs. And of course, they're going to continuously highlight this violence because what they want you to do is they want you to blame Donald Trump. You understand? They don't want you to blame the lawless foreigners that are actually protesting him. They don't want you to blame the paid provocateurs through corruption in government. They don't want you to pay attention to the criminals that are actually committing the crimes. What they want to do is they want to bend your will and your understanding to end at the end of the day, blame Donald Trump for taking a stand. Folks, I'm a preacher. It happens all day long. They want to set a bias against those that tell the truth because these are the people that are trying to set darkness for light and light for darkness, good for evil and evil for good. And to further prove my point, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, remove Obama from office for mental illness under the 25th Amendment. Folks, again, the 25th Amendment, forgive me. Folks, there's no question about it. He's not right in the head. Okay? sonsoflibertymedia.com, remove Obama from office for mental illness under the 25th Amendment. There's an actual video there for you as well. sonsoflibertymedia.com, LaVoy Finnegan's widow, the time to stand is now. Folks, they have you believing for some reason or another, and if you don't believe that they are criminals, but rather you understand that they are patriots concerning those individuals that took a stand against the criminals in federal governments out in Oregon, folks, that are working for the Clintons and working for Reeds because Clinton and Reed are selling uranium ore from the lands of these that are protesting federal government. I want you to understand, folks, the time to stand is now. The right time to do the right thing is right now. You're not promised tomorrow. Redeem the time, for the days are evil. And folks, I'm telling you what we need to do is we need to get this right, because they got a whole lot of innocent people in jail right now trying to get you to believe that they're the bad guys, when in fact they're the good guys fighting against the bad guys. And just because they have a badge or just because they have a uniform, friends, it doesn't make them the good guy. Do your due diligence concerning LaVoy Finicum's widow's appeal to the American people. The time to stand is now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Muslim defrauds elderly Britons over £1 million and gives it all to, guess who, friends? The Islamic State. Friends, it's our understanding that over in Britain, England right now, friends, times are getting very dangerous over there, because they are almost at a end concerning their jihad against those people. Has it gotten physical? In some cases it has, but the bottom line is they have plundered that nation. Now they have a Muslim mayor concerning that country. And folks, don't let it come to this before you actually realize what this is all about. Again, if you want to know what they're attempting to do in the United States of America through Barack Hussein Obama, just look to England, because that's where you'll understand as to what's going on here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Euro 2016 82 security staff revealed to be on terror watch list. Again, America, remember, anybody that has a gun, anybody that believes in the rights to life, anybody that's that believes that you have to come into this country lawfully, and I can go down a list of 74 other topics and earmarks concerning those that the New World Order monkeys have declared to be terrorists. Do understand that terrorism is defined in Oxford's English Dictionary as government by intimidation. Again, let's set the record straight. Folks, who are the terrorists? Those that are trying to intimidate. One more point. A 9-year-old banned from wearing Make America Great Again cap in school. Let me tell you this, friends, before I get over to my topic, and I need to jump over there quickly. I want you to understand concerning a couple of the topics where the preacher in Arizona got batted in the head by a lesbian, and this 9-year-old boy who was banned from wearing Make America Great Again cap in school. I want you to understand that there are attorneys in this country that are waiting for people to stand up. They are as bewildered about it as I am. They're trying to figure out where the American people are to stand up. You don't even have to pay for it, America. They just need people that are brave enough to take a stand against the crimes of those that are trying to ban a little 9-year-old from wearing Make America Great Again cap in school. They're looking for people that understand that freedom is not free. Freedom is the right to do what we ought to do, not what we ought to do. They're looking for people that love their country enough to say thank you through their actions rather than their lip service. 1 John 3:18. America, the law is on your side. When I get on the radio again tomorrow and on Friday and on Saturday, and I tell you the things that are going on, keep in mind you're adding strength to tyranny by standing down when you should be standing up. And do remember that this republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. We don't need cowards. We need men and women filled with faith and courage and internal fortitude to stand up against the enemy that's trying to convert the rest of the country onto the dark side, per se, friends. That's really what it comes to. So, folks, there you have it. Let's get over to how to preach without converting anybody. And I'll go upon this line upon line, precept upon precept. And I'll probably end up taking this on Saturday's show to make it a whole show because of last week's lack thereof concerning the topic, in which I did mean to hit. Preach on every doctrine that centers the attention on man rather than Jesus. That sound familiar? Teach every doctrine that makes man the center of God's attention rather than God the center of man's devotion. Yep, it's completely backwards. Tell people only what God will do for them. Don't tell them what God requires of them. No. Avoid preaching about the necessity of a radical change of heart through the truth revealed to the heart by the agency of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 66:2. Go ahead and check that out. Psalm 51:17. Go ahead and check that out, friends. Let your supreme motive be to be popular with all the people. Then, of course, your preaching will be suited for that purpose and not to convert souls to Christ. Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7. Hey, folks, avoid preaching doctrines that are offensive to the carnal mind so that no one should say to you, as they did of Christ, this is a hard saying, who can hear it? They're commandments, friends, not suggestions. Make no distinct points and do not disturb the consciences of your hearers so that they may become truly alarmed about their souls. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, 2 Corinthians 5. Avoid all illustrations, repetitions, and expressive sentences that may compel people to remember what you say. Yeah, I mean, like the truth, because truth demands a response. John 14:6. Avoid all heat and enthusiasm in your delivery. We're called to be ministers of the flames of fire so that you never make the impression that you really believe what you say. Does this sound familiar, America? It sounds like the American pulpits today, doesn't it? Bunch of hirelings and whores. Make appeals to the emotions and not the consciences of your hearers. Exactly. Let women wear the pants rather than the men taking the initiative, because women, their first concern is security in the man. Yet it's completely upside down today in this country, isn't it? Yes, it is. Because man has his eyes on everything that doesn't matter for the most part. And the women are taking a stand when, in fact, by the way, I'm high-fiving the women, when, in fact, it's not their position by God, nor were they created to take that lead the way that men are called to, commanded to take that lead. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hey, folks, talking about as how to not convert anybody. Make appeals to the emotions and not the conscience. Conscience means with knowledge of your hearers. Be careful not to testify from your own personal experience of the power of the gospel the way that Paul did, so that you should never produce the conviction upon your hearers that you have something which they need. We can only speak according to the testimony of Jesus Christ, which is the gift of prophecy in the first place. Isn't it interesting how much time people will spend talking about how bad they were as sinners and then give about 30 seconds to as how they were saved from their sins? And if you watch those people that spend so much time on bragging about how bad they were, oh, I used to smoke crack 6 days a week, and, you know, I shot 50 people dead, man. Yeah, I used to work for corrupt government, man, and this is what I would do. And, you know, I used to beat up my girlfriend, I beat up my boyfriend, whatever the case is. They'd spend, you know, they'd be given an hour to tell their testimony, and for 55 minutes of that time, they talk about how bad they were. Rather than how great Christ is. He's a great Savior. He came into the world to save men from their sin, not in their sin, Matthew 1:21. Folks, when you hear people like that that boast on how bad they were, remember to keep your eyes on them, because before long, they're going to spin out. And that will show you what's moving that individual. I see it all the time. They talk about how bad they were. And like I said, in passing, they'll put Jesus in there, in the mix, as they're trying to gloat in the fact that they were such good sinners. Do not stir up uncomfortable memories by reminding your hearers of their past sins. No, don't want to do that. We don't really want people to convert, right? And by the way, that's not my job. That's the Holy Ghost's job, who comes into the world to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, to work godly repentance. That's repentance towards God, Acts 20, verse 21. Denounce sin in a general way, but make no reference to the specific sins of your present audience, because they might actually believe that you have a testimony. I mean, the last thing you want to see in a church today is anybody point out those that are committing the act of sin. No, no, no. The way Scripture tells us to rebuke them before all that others may fear in the book of Timothy. No, folks, when's the last time you heard that in a church? And if you have, guess what? You're going to have a little clever attorney over in the corner saying, you know what? I can sue him for that. I can sue him for obeying God. I mean, folks, it's been told to me back in the 60s and prior to the 60s, people used to love each other enough to get in each other's faces. Now if you tell them the truth, they go get an attorney. Really? How's that working out for you, America? Give the impression that they're expected to go away in their sins and to consider the matter at a later time of their own convenience. You know, folks, if they're allotted more time, because you never know when you're going to go. Life is but a vapor. Folks, do you know when you're going to go? Today is the day. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0 747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. What can I say about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio? Listen. Just make it a point to listen and get educated. Look, you want non-fluff, hard-hitting, constitutional and biblical truth on how this country should run and how we're going to win it back? You have to listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
That power drill you bought in 96 is working about as awesome as a 20-year-old drill should, meaning not so awesome. So trade it in at Napa and get a $25 instant rebate toward a new DeWalt cordless drill kit. There's only one word to describe instantly getting $25 off a new DeWalt drill, and that word is awesome. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Trade-in rebate may vary. Offer expires 6/30/16.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California, folks, talking about how to preach as to convert nobody. And it sounds very familiar, friends. And really what it comes down to is, again, not bearing the cross of Jesus Christ, because the cross is not preached, law to grace. And why is that? Because those that are actually preaching aren't ordained of God, because had they had the testimonies of Jesus Christ, you wouldn't have to convince them as to how they got saved and teach them the message. You wouldn't have to tell them what the message is. But it's not the message that they give, and it's not the message that they give, friends, because it's not the message that they received. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. They're not told to repent. They're told to go out and live their wonderful lives. They're called to go out there and live a humanistic lifestyle and think that no matter what, you're still going to heaven. That's what you're being taught. Metaphysics, just say it and you have it. Folks, I mean, I can go on and on. A lawless, antinomianist, anarchist in the church. That's what you're dealing with. And yet, folks, I continuously, and I'm beginning to understand what the Lord is doing here. When I give the phone number out, friends, I'm challenging people to prove me otherwise. And yet, how often do you hear people calling and prove otherwise? They can't, because facts are stubborn things. And furthermore, the Word of God is infallible. It's immutable. It's unchangeable. And the only argument against the Bible, friends, is an unholy lifestyle. You know it, and I know it. And that's why they don't call in. But I get the emails. But I get the live feeds. But I get the phone calls. But I have the phone lines wide open, and yet they refuse to call in. See, that's how people have to set the narrative on a ministry like mine, friends. It's just accuse him, but don't ask him. And that's exactly what real preachers are dealing with in this country, America, because you're allowing the real preachers and the light in which they walk. You're helping the enemy. You're an accomplice to the enemy that's trying to put out their light by allowing them to set the narrative. And the way that that doesn't happen is when you actually stand up and protest, when you should protest, but when you don't protest when you should, it makes cowards of men. We have a nation of cowards. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, folks, we're talking about right now as to what not to preach as to convert nobody by Charles Finney. Listen to this one. Tell me if this sounds familiar. Don't make the impression that God commands your listeners here and now to obey the truth. Don't let them think that you expect them to commit themselves right on the spot to give their hearts to God. No. God does. And the message is God does command it of you right now, not next week, not next month. And how many times have you heard, and I'm sure you've heard it, oh, you know what, I'm just winning them to Jesus. Really? How did Jesus do that? I didn't see Jesus doing that. I didn't see Jesus do that anywhere. I do see where Jesus wasn't going around propping up people. Neither he wasn't doing that the way that you see it today, friends. No, what you did see Jesus do is lead the way, and the people followed him. And we see the do-gooders that would say, oh, Lord, you know what, I'll follow you whithersoever you go. Just let me go back and bury my dead dad. And what did the Lord say to him? He said, no, let the dead bury the dead. I mean, that's pretty cold. Hey, Lord, I'll follow you whithersoever you go. Let me just go back and take care of some of the property and lands I've got to take care of over here. And what does the Lord say? Hey, the birds of the air have nests, the foxes have holes, but the Son of Man had no place to lay his head. See, he keeps pulling the rug from every excuse that man has as to why they shouldn't serve him right now. Oh, Lord, I want to serve you, man, but I want to do it on my time. And when I get around it, then I'll serve you, okay? Yeah, and you're the type of people that the Lord says, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. And furthermore, the command goes on the other side of this sword. Think not to say that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. Pray that the Lord of the harvest will send forth laborers into the field. Are you praying that the Lord sends you into the field, friends? Because the arm of the Lord has been is shown strong on the behalf of those that are sent by him in the now. We're not to pray for later, and I'm talking about your conversion first and foremost. But if you don't know what you've been saved from, you don't know what you've been saved for, and if you don't know what you've been saved from, it probably means that you're not saved. Because if you don't have a care for others to be saved, you can rest assured Charles H. Spurgeon was right when he said, you yourselves are not saved. If you don't have a desire that others are saved, friends, it means that you're not saved. And of course you're not going to hear that from the pulpits in America today, because they dare not incite or recite Scripture, because if they do, they might get a little persecution for actually obeying the Lord in all things, right? Isn't that how it works? Don't make the impression that God commands your listeners here and now to obey the truth. No, just delay. Just delay it. Don't actually lay the law on people that are sinners. No, 1 Timothy 1:9. Just tell them they still have more time. How many people, when they are led to believe they still have more time, don't ever get to it? Because they were in a car and they didn't know that they were going to be killed in a car accident. Or they were out in a boat and they didn't know they were going to drown that day. Or when they were eating at supper, they didn't know they were going to choke to death on a bone. They didn't know, but you told them they still had tomorrow because you're leading them to Jesus by befriending them to Jesus, really. Hey, let me tell you something, professors. I want you to understand this. John 6:6 said he had many disciples that were following him, and he wanted to go ahead and break it down just like Gideon did, and he turned around and he said, hey, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part with me. And they said that this was a hard saying, and many walked with him no more. And then Jesus looked at Peter and he said, will you also go? And Peter looked at him and said, to whom shall we go? You have the words of life. There's a man that's saved in the process of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Ghost. He knows the urgency because he dare not leave Christ. He dare not disobey Christ. But we're not told this from the pulpits in America today. Hey, folks, give the impression that they are expected to go away in their sins and to consider the matter at a later time at their own convenience. I mean, folks, you are so sadly mistaken, it sickens me. Preach salvation by grace, but ignore the condemned and lost condition of the sinner. Hey, America, I got a question for you. What is a sinner? America, what is a sinner? I can just see you right now. You got question marks going all over because you haven't taken time to know the Word of God, the doctrine, the very prerequisite that Christ laid to those that said, hey, Lord, how do we believe? He said, no, concerning my doctrine. Follow me. Take up your cross. Deny yourself. But you're taught, preach salvation by grace, a false grace, using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, Galatians 5. But ignore the condemned, lost condition of the sinner so that he never should understand what you mean by grace and know his need of it. Grace is the power to overcome. Remember Romans 5:20, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. In America, sin abounds, yet you have preachers talking about grace. That doesn't abound. Who's lying, friends? It's not the Lord. It's not the Spirit of the Lord, which will not be straightened regardless if they like it or not. They're lying to you because they don't know what grace is. That's why they remain in their sin and they're going to die in their sins. Where sin abounds, friends, grace does much more abound, not the other way around. Read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment. Preach the gospel as a remedy or a cure, but conceal or ignore the fatal disease of the sinner, your violation of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. That's what he's saying, just avoid the law. Hey, folks, without the law, how do you know that you need a Savior? Without knowing your disease, which is by the law, Romans 3:20, why would you need to go to the great physician? You wouldn't. Because you would believe that you didn't have a need of a Savior because you would say to yourself, what am I supposed to be saved from? I don't have a knowledge of my sin, which the law brings, Romans 3:20, Galatians 3:24, Romans 7:7, Psalm 19:7. Jesus continuously used the law to drive men to the end of themselves, and when they received grace like they did in John 8, what did he say to the woman that was caught in the act of adultery? Go and sin no more. Well, wait a second. Folks, that is real grace. That is real grace. Go and sin no more. In other references, go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. If you're truly repentant for your sin that put Christ on the cross, guess what? You don't return that way anymore. You turn the other way. You walk in the things of the Spirit, not in the flesh. And it absolutely amazes me. What the priest has to convert nobody? Sam, make no appeals to the fears of sinners, but give them the impression that they have no reason to fear. Of course. Yep, God's your buddy. God's like Santa Claus. Just sit on his lap, and he'll tell you and give you everything that you want, regardless of how you live your life. That sounds familiar, friends? God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Really? Love was in demonstration. Nowhere in Scripture can you find the Lord talking about how he loved you outside of a demonstration. Folks, we're broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast. VaporPalace.com.